Adams, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We're going to start this hour with something a little different. You know, this horrible storm that we're still having in Texas down on the coast. We're going to have an awful lot of water standing. Mosquitoes are going to be worse than ever. We always have an issue with them, but I wanted to talk to an expert about that specifically, and we have one today. Bill Stengel is with Summit Responsible Solutions. They're the makers of a product that you've heard me talk about a lot, and I use personally, and delighted to have him joining us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you specifically today?
I am in Baltimore.
Okay.
And fortunately for us, the weather here is just fabulous today. And I'm really watching the news this morning. My heart goes out to all of those people on the Texas coast.
No,
what they're experiencing now is just horrendous. And
well, it's horrible, and it's getting worse. That's the bad thing. The news from Houston this morning was just incredible, and I'm afraid we haven't heard the end of it yet. When this recedes, there's going to be water standing in normal places, but in a whole lot of new places as well. Your products are terrific. The BTI is something I recommend in general, and your products specifically are the ones I like the most and use myself. Give us a little more information about the company.
Well, Summit Responsible Solutions, we've been around for about 50 years, and we're the ones that developed a product called Mosquito Dunks.
Mm-hmm.
And Mosquito Dunks is our flagship product, which is the all-natural product that's designed to kill mosquito larvae and doesn't affect any other organisms.
Well, except for some fungus gnats and a couple other nasty things, right?
Well, exactly. It's a species-specific larvicide, so it kills members of the Diptera family of insect, which is mosquito, fungus gnats, drain flies, black flies, sewer flies.
How was it developed? How was it discovered that it had this wonderful property?
Well, it was actually discovered. BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis, subspecies israeliensis, and it was named israeliensis because it was actually discovered in Israel.
Right.
some scientists were doing some mosquito research there, and one scientist found this among pools of water. They found a pool of water where there was zero mosquito activity,
mm-hmm.
whereas surrounding pools had mosquito activity. So they analyzed it and found that there was a naturally occurring soil bacteria that was in that pool that was killing the mosquito larvae. The eggs would hatch, the larvae would come out, they'd consume this BTI, as it later became known, and it was fatal to them.
Well, I've recommended in a lot of different ways, and I've tried to get the city of Dallas to spray BTI instead of the killing things that they spray. We haven't had much luck with that. They do use it some, applying it to standing water. But I've also used it in a way I was going to tell you about. I don't know if Doug's ever told you about it or not, but we came up with a wild idea to, instead of draining all the water on a property like most people recommend, I actually keep some water intentionally on my place. And we've recommended it, and a lot of other people have given us some feedback on it, like a 5-gallon bucket of water or a wash tub, and have some leaves and debris in there so you get kind of a condition that the mosquitoes like, and actually uh-huh. set up a trap attracting the mosquitoes. And I've, on a weekly basis, I put a little pinch of your product. The granular product is probably the best way to go on this. But sometimes when I only have the dunks, I'll just break off a little piece of the dunks and put in there. And we've really seen it help with the overall pressure on the property.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's not something that we've actually recommended, but I guess it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Well, it's an off-label kind of a use, I suppose.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, the label says that it can be used in standing water. So it's just kind of a different thought process. There's a lady, and I haven't been able to talk to her yet. You probably know her. That's at Rutgers University. That's done a lot of research on mosquitoes. Do you know who I'm talking about? She's actually done some research where they've sprayed the BTI products on some communities, low-income communities, and seen some dramatic control there. And one of my buddies on another radio station was telling her about my crazy trap idea, and she kind of liked the idea. And she's been doing research on mosquitoes a long time, so... The other thing about your product that people need to know is that they're easy to find across the country, right?
Oh, just about any garden center, hardware store, home center, anybody that sells garden supplies, I think is going to sell our product.
Well, can cities or big landscape contractors and big companies buy it other than just in the retail packaging that we're used to seeing in the stores?
Well, we do. We supply a lot of government agencies, pest control people, a lot of commercial applicators buy it 100 at a time in a case. So it is used. It is widespread and used by municipalities and golf courses and all kinds of areas that have issues with standing water.
Well, my lectures, when I talk at events like the Mother Earth News event that's coming up in Pittsburgh in a few weeks, my most popular talk that I give is the Natural Organic Pest Control program that I recommend. And of course, I talk about mosquitoes in the program. But my pest control program is to use products that are the soft insect control. You know, that don't hurt something else in the process. The spraying of the chemicals. You know, we've got honeybees and other pollinators dying all over the place from all these toxic things people are recommending and using, but the BTI didn't cause any of that.
No, I mean, the thing you have to recommend, that's a very good point, Howard. And it's very difficult to find a lot of these safer things because most insecticides don't discriminate. They kill the good insects, they kill the bad insects.
Right.
It's, whatever you spray, it gets. So, and it's very difficult to find really effective insecticides that target only specific ones like this one. They're hard to develop. They're hard to find. It's more and more research is being done that way, but it's much simpler to get that chemical insecticide that just obliterates everything. So that's why you see so much of it.
Sure. I assume you have a website that gives people even more information than we're talking about here.
Oh, we do. It's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That is Bill Stengel. He's in charge of their sales across the country. I wish you continued good success, and hopefully your BTI products will help the people that are really going through some tough times down on the Texas coast right now. Bill, thanks very much for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
Howard, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
We've got a lot of people holding. I'll try to catch up real quickly here. Pamela in Duncanville is next up. Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I have this serious problem. My yard, there's a chain link fence between my yard and neighbor's yard, and I believe they have sprayed Roundup to kill the grass along the fence, and now I am losing mountain laurel, sage, trees.
Oh,
yeah. and these are well-established knives.
Yeah. Have you talked to them, Pamela, about it to find out if that's what they indeed use?
I'm going to go over there. I keep missing them every time, but I absolutely intend to. Okay. I also have blackberries and fruit on the fence.
Yeah. This is something we need to talk about from a couple of different angles. Can you hold on with me through this break?
Sure.
Hang on, and we'll talk about it in detail when I come back. Okay, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we're going to talk about Roundup damage and one of the main reasons that it's not the main reason, but one of the main reasons I don't recommend the stuff in any way. But there's a couple of different angles to this that we need to get into a little bit. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters.
Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Pamela in Duncanville about a bad thing that the neighbor did. Pamela, the spraying of Roundup is, we'll use one program to do it, but there's something that you need to know about. Some of the Roundup products that are on the market out there have other herbicides mixed in them as well, broadleaf herbicides, and they're even more difficult to break down. And Roundup is tough enough, but what I'd recommend to you is talk to your neighbor and try to get them to tell you which one that they used. It'll make a little bit difference on what we do and how long it'll take to detoxify it. But if they did something that stupid in the first place, you know, they may or may not deal with you long term. They've got some liability if it's, you know, if it's hurting plants that are actually growing on your property.
Right.
And the chemical is migrating over to the other plants. But what we do to counteract it, and it's not going to help unless completely unless they do it also on their side of the fence, which might be tough. But we call it the detox program, and it's on my website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. Basically, it's kind of the basic organic program on steroids. Put out by liquid the first step we do is we put out a very, very fine textured carbon product, something like an activated charcoal or a humate product that's extremely fine, so we can mix it in water and spray and drench it into the contaminated area. And then the rest of it is using the basic organic amendments that we use, the compost, rock powders, and sugars, the Medina soil conditioner product is really good in the detox program, and also a little bit of orange oil. In this case, I'd recommend orange oil at about an ounce per gallon to go in with the other liquids that you're using. And the detox that does is quite good. But depending on what else was mixed with the Roundup, you know, depend on how long it takes to detox.
Right. Okay. Well, I definitely will try that. That's what I needed to know. I mean, I use everything else organic out there anyway, so But the carbon, I'll find that. And
well, the carbon product is most important because it will tie up the toxic stuff immediately as soon as it comes into contact with them, takes them out of the system, and that theoretically will stop the dying of the plants. And then all the other stuff that's part of the detox program, and by the way, everybody can find it on dirtdoctor.com in the library under soil detox. But they actually stimulate the biological activity that breaks those large toxic molecules down.
Okay. Where would I find the carbon? I mean, would it be sold in most?
Any of the people that are selling organic products will either have it in stock or can get it for you. If you do a search online for just fine textured carbon or fine textured humates or activated charcoals, you'll be able to find some that you can buy online as well.
Okay. So if I put that out now, because I actually, it's one whole half. I mean, I've lost four trees. I've lost two huge, I mean, nice, big mountain laurels. I've lost three huge sages. But at the other end, they've not started dying off yet. Mm-hmm. So if I do this and at least dump the carbon over that side that's not dead yet, that should hopefully keep them. And then once I have to now turn the soil and put it on the other end before I can replant, that should be okay?
It just depends on how far it's killed that root system back.
Yeah.
If the tops are dying, the root system's possibly already killed.
Not.
What we're
okay.
trying to do is keep the part of it that it hadn't killed that's on your side or their side, either
right.
one, that's still alive. I'm suspicious that it's probably one of the Roundup products that's mixed with a broadleaf herbicide if it's killing that fast. Roundup, one of the insidious things about Roundup is that it doesn't work very well on woody plants. It hurts them long term, in some cases quite badly, and it sticks around and hurts wildlife and pets and animals in a lot of ways by affecting the gut. But the other chemicals kill a lot faster on the broadleaf stuff. So I got a sneaking feeling that what you're dealing with is one of those combination products.
Right, yeah, because it's been a while. I mean, they sprayed a while back and everything, you know, I didn't notice. And I saw them spraying one day and didn't think a whole lot about it. And, I mean, it's been a good month or so now, and everything right on the fence line now is dying.
That's a pretty short period of time, really. I've seen Roundup kill trees, but it normally takes a little bit longer for that to happen. There's some pretty famous cases. One of them's in Dallas in a median in a Dallas street where they sprayed paved stone paving, you know, the weeds coming up in stone with Roundup, and all the live oaks that were planted in the in that area were killed. So, well, good luck.
Terrible.
Get to work.
All right. Yeah, I will. And thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Give us a report about how it worked out. There's an open line at 866-444-3478. Tell you what, Jim, we'll get you when we come back. We're about to go one of these oft-hard breaks. When you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478, but there's an open line for you right now if you want to jump on there. The website for answers when I'm not around is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back with you, and we're going to talk to Jim, who started to go to a minute ago. Jim in Louisville, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Howard. I just got two quick questions for you. The first is the giant oak trees down there. I think it's Goose Island by Rockport. Has anybody heard how they fared during the storm?
No, everybody's worried about human life more than trees right now. I guess we'll find out. There's been a lot of damage down there, so it's probably not, you know, good news that we're going to hear, but we can keep our fingers crossed. But I was seeing some pictures this morning of buildings that were torn up awfully badly. So if, you know, buildings are getting that, the trees are probably going to get the same thing. It would be a great loss, but nothing we can do but wait and find out.
I understand. I have some Japanese maples, and I think it's the fungal disease because there's a lot of tip dieback. I was thinking about maybe putting hydrogen peroxide with Garrett juice. Is that the best thing to do?
Yeah, if it is fungal or bacterial, either one, even viral, you can get some benefit from hydrogen peroxide. But burn tips on Japanese maples are more likely related to them getting a little bit dry. Is that a possibility?
I got quite a few, about 20, and it's only a couple that have this problem, and they all get plenty of, you know, irrigation. So I'm not sure. I know there's a fatal disease. I think it starts with a P that I'm concerned about. I know it's really bad if you get it, and I don't know if that's what they have or if there's.
I don't know that disease. I've got a lot of Japanese maples too, a lot of different varieties, and the only one I've ever had much trouble with. In fact, I'm kind of jinxed on it. Is the one called Coral Bark Japanese maple, and I know for a fact that I had it in an area that was staying too wet, and that was fatal to that tree. But the only other thing I've ever seen bother, well, two things bother Japanese maples. One is not watering quite enough and direct sun hitting some of the trees, especially the ones with red leaves. They're more sensitive to burning and getting a little dry than the green leaf ones are. The other thing that I've seen happen to Japanese maples is that when you're using synthetic fertilizers, high salt fertilizers, or you're doing something to mess up the health of the soil in the area, or if they got too wet or too dry, it can be the cause too. The plant will concentrate sugars. All trees do this when they're in trouble. They'll concentrate sugars to try to help get themselves well. And the animals, like rats and rabbits and squirrels and birds, doing the sapsucker type birds, can detect that concentration of sugars, and they'll start stripping the bark off. So those are the only two things I've ever seen on Japanese maples. I've never seen a disease unless the watering is just really, really being done incorrectly. Get yourself a probe of some kind, Jim, and what I use in addition to a professional pipe probe is I'll use a driver, a golf club, and saw the head off and use it as a probe and see what is going on with the moisture in the soil around those plants that are having trouble. But the burn on the tips of the leaves is almost always related to heat and getting a little dry for at least some period of time.
Okay. All right. I'll check that then. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck with that.
All right.
It can be caused by keeping them too wet, I guess, as well, but it's more common for you to just, it doesn't take long. I had my Crimson Queen lacy leaf Japanese maple that's in a big pot that I've had for 40 years got looking pretty bad last year, and it finally dawned on me that we went during a really hot period and just didn't water it quite enough. It wasn't fatal at all. It was just cosmetic damage, but it really messed up the look of the tree. This year I've been much more careful about keeping it watered in pots. It's an during the heat of the summer, it's an everyday deal. You cannot skip a day when it's 100 and something degrees, even if they're in the shade, and especially if they get any direct sun during the day, which some of my Japanese maples do, a little blasting direct sun for a period of time, and they're not used to it after being in the shade all morning or all afternoon. You really have to be careful about the watering in that situation. Let's see what Nancy's up to in Dallas. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hey, this is just a follow-up question because you gave me all the information on the Japanese maple question previously.
Okay.
Well, we had the same situation. It was planted only in May, so, okay, I know now about, watering more. But the follow-up question is, it does have these dry-tipped leaves. Will they just stay on there with those dry tips, or how does that develop?
This season, yes, they won't get green again. Once they've browned and dried, that's it for the year. The next year, the new leaves coming out, it'll be a whole new ball game. But one thing that I have learned myself the hard way is that certain varieties of Japanese maples are much more prone to that than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the toughest Japanese maples of all are the species plants, Acer palmatum, that a lot of the others are bred from. and they're just green. They have a green trunk too, and especially on the newer growth, and the foliage is a real pretty lime green, and you can grow them in with some degree of full sun, and they won't even burn. The red ones and the more deeply cut Japanese maples are more delicate and will tend to burn more. And it doesn't take very long, just like I was talking to the last caller, for there to be a dry period in the soil, and those tips will burn. And they'll be like that for the rest of this season.
They won't fall off and have new green, totally green leaves.
No, I guess you could maybe strip the leaves and force it to regrow and solve that problem, but I'd be a little bit worried about the stress that that would give the plant. So the best thing to do is just maintain them from this point forward, and then the next year be more careful about the water and you won't get the brown tips.
I really appreciate your information.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. All right. Yeah, Japanese maple is one of my favorite trees. Even though it's an imported tree, it behaves, for the most part, most of the varieties behave themselves quite well. We've got one in the front yard that rarely ever burns on the edges that you might make a note of. It's called Orangeola, and it's very deeply cut, lacy, beautiful little Japanese maple. And it has quite unusual red fall color, and it comes out with real pretty colors in the spring as well. Waterfall, we've got a couple of different waterfalls. They do extremely well. Like I said, the Crimson Queen is in a pot, and I've had it forever. It's doing great. I've got one little dwarf, and I've been talking to a couple of people about I did a horrible job of saving the information about the plant, and it's a true dwarf. It's really, really small. It's one that I show the planting procedures on when we planted it in the pot originally in my lectures, because I bought it from a local nursery in a, I don't know, it was a 7-gallon container or maybe a little bigger than that. And in the container was jammed a bald and burlap tree. Took the ball and burlap out, opened the top of it, as, of course, I always do, and I noticed that there was excess soil in there. I ended up taking off about 4 inches of soil in this real small tree off of the top of the true flare, the ball, the true top of the root ball that was underneath the burlap. So don't think that because you buy burlap, a bald and burlap tree, at the nursery that you would set the top of that ball and burlap situation at the top of the ground. You need to take that burlap off and then rake the excess mulch and soil away and find the true flare and the true top of the ball so you can dig the hole so that that part of that tree is planted slightly above the ground grade. Planting them too deep in the ground a lot of times leads to some of these problems that we've been talking about here, burned tips and rodents chewing on the bark and that sort of thing. So very important. Most important thing on planting a tree is planting the tree at the proper height, not too deep in the ground. Here's David in Waco. Next up. Hey, David.
Yes. I have in my vegetable garden, I have some raised beds that have bottoms in them. And I have, like, they're 24 inches deep with 8 inches of gravel in the bottom. And I have a drain where I can drain the water out. And I was just wondering if there was any reason why I couldn't continue to reuse the water on my plants. If there was a maybe, it looks like compost tea, you know, when it comes out. But I was concerned about maybe a buildup of too much of something over time or whatever. What's your opinion on using that water?
I think it'd be fine, David, if you're using organic fertilizers and amendments. I think that you're exactly right. What you're collecting there would be a leachate, a compost leachate, or you could call it compost tea. It hadn't been brewed, but it would be a good fertilizer to use, you bet.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You bet. These are vegetable gardens, or what do you have in the—
I've got some tomato plants, pepper plants.
Okay. All right. No, that'd be fine. Go ahead and reuse it. Same thing if you have any, tell people, residue from fish ponds and aquariums and things like that. You know, that waste that you remove from time to time for your fish, that's wonderful fertilizer also, if you're using clean organic fertilizers and amendments.
Right.
Okay.
I have compost and a little bit of manure in there, and I fertilize with the, I believe it's called Source One.
Okay.
The fish emulsion and seaweed fertilizer.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, okay.
Keep it up.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got open lines for you to jump on here during this break, and then we'll chat about whatever you'd like to discuss, gardening, landscaping, pest control, compost, whatever. I'll talk to you about one of those little problem issues related to compost when I come back, if I have time as well. It keeps popping up here and there, unfortunately. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The birds flew in without me. I'll be darned. We've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. A couple things that I need to catch up on for you. The contest, the mystery photograph, apparently stumping people, so I'm going to give you a tip on it. When you go to dirtdoctor.com, that far right button is where you get to the photograph. If you identify it, you win one of our school classes on landscaping and gardening, the natural organic certification course. That plant is one that's a little unusual. You've heard me talk about it. I have it planted at a home, our home garden, and I have it got it planted accidentally there and on purpose at in our experimental gardens at the office. The shot that's there is a spring shot, as you probably can guess, showing a light-colored foliage and flowers. That plant turns red soon after this. That's one of the interesting things about the plant. That's a pretty good clue for you for what it is. Somebody couldn't hold and wanted to know what to do for a 20-year-old blue spruce that's stressed and the needles are thinning out, calling from Barrington, Illinois. Without knowing more details, I wish they could have stayed, give me a little bit more detail. But in general, when a tree's stressed like that and going downhill, there's something pretty big wrong. Too much water being flooded, not enough water, it's too thirsty, or it's the soil is contaminated. In other words, some big environmental issue. It doesn't just get sick and start going downhill. There's some reason for it. The most common thing I run into when I go see trees like this is that they're too deep in the ground. It is a chronic problem. It's all across the United States, other countries as well, because trees are grown in many, many cases in the growing operations too deep in the soil. They're put too deep in the containers when they're sold. The nurseries a lot of times will mulch, and they, not always, but some, and they get a little deeper in the nursery. And then the contractor gets the plant and plants it, or the homeowner plants it, thinks they're planting it at the right height, and maybe it settles a little bit and gets even worse. So the deeper the plant is in the ground, the poorer chance it will have of being healthy. That flare that should be exposed, dramatically exposed, and you can look on dirtdoctor.com under flares, trunk flares, root flares, all those different topics, and see examples of trees that are too deep in the ground and trees that are exposed properly. And once you see what a flare should look like, and all of you have seen it, the most healthy, big, gorgeous trees on the planet. The caller that asked about the beautiful live oaks on Goose Island on the coast of Texas and wondering how they're doing through this terrible storm, you know, those have gigantic, big, dramatic flares. The bigger the flares, the better, and you should be the flare should go out and turn so dramatically that you can actually step on or stand on the flare. So without seeing it and getting more details about this blue spruce, that would be my guess. All trees have flares with one exception, and that's palm trees. They don't. They have a completely different setup, and they can take being buried in the ground a little too deep. They like it to be planted at the proper height, but they can take the situation a little bit better. Let's see. There was one other thing I needed to tell you about. What the heck was it? I'll think of it in a minute. Let's go to Bloomingdale, Illinois next, though, and talk to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I have a septic system at my house, and I'd like to get a couple shade trees out there. It's in the front of the house. I was wondering, is there any kind of tree I could plant that won't eat up those pipes on the septic system?
Well, there's a couple of issues here, Tim. If roots can get into your septic line, that means you've got the old tile or the what's even worse, the pipe that's made out of paper, literally, and tar. It was done during World War II because metal, you know, wasn't available, and they made these things. They're called Orangeburg pipe. Do you know what kind of pipe you have?
You know, I couldn't tell you for
well,
sure.
The Orangeburg pipe, the roots can get in there. I know personally because we had them at our house as well. We had to replace the pipe with, you know, solid PVC, the real strong, I think Schedule 40 is what they call it, pipe. And if you have solid pipe that's proper, the roots can't get in the pipe. They're not going to be a problem to you, no matter what tree it is. The other answer to your question is what trees are better. None of them are. Any tree whose roots find a pipe where there's moisture in that spot, they're going to build up in that area, and they're going to get in the pipe. So it doesn't matter what variety of tree it is if the pipe is not solid and sturdy. So that's what you need to look into.
Okay, I'll check out, see what kind of pipes I got.
And that way you can plant any kind of tree you want to plant, okay? The faster growing trees, it just happens faster. You know, willow trees, mulberry trees, things like that. But all trees, once they find a leak, they're going to develop heavily in that area. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Well, good luck. Hope you can get it fixed. I had to deal with the same exact thing. We had Orangeburg, had to replace it all. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Third hour of the show coming up.